to make sure that we're spending time, obviously earning a living, but then the other thing is being a father, being a husband, being a member of Christ's workforce, because that's what he called us to do. The interesting thing about that is that he was the ultimate psychologist, the way that he analyzed every situation and knew exactly what to say and what to do and how he had, it's almost as if he had a premonition as to what was going to happen and knew exactly what was going to work for the individuals he was working with, his disciples. And those guys, well, I started looking at the Great Commission and I thought, well, where does that appear in Scripture? And it's Matthew, the last chapter and the last verse. And I'm reading from the King James because to me that's the Bible. I just had to recite the Lord's Prayer every day in school and it stuck with me. And when I became a Christian, 33 years ago, I got a King James Bible, and it makes sense to me. The new ones, I don't know, there's something missing somehow, so you'll have to forgive me for that. Matthew 28 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You know, I heard a radio program one time. The pastor was talking about he was asked the question, what's the difference between Christianity and all the other religions that are in the world? And he said, well, basically, Christianity is the only one about a guy who's alive. All the rest are about dead guys. And I thought, that's the critical issue, right? The next gospel, as I got into this, I thought, well, what do the other gospels say at the end? And Mark 16:20, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. There's nothing more powerful than someone standing up and giving their personal testimony of how Jesus has worked in their lives to bring people to know God. It just adds a whole real, it's not conjecture or an intellectual concept, it's an actual happening that's happened. And Luke, the end of Luke 24, 52, and 53, "After he ascended, and they worshiped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." That's us, right? Hallelujah, he's alive. "And we're continually in the temple, praising and blessing God, amen." I thought about the worship team today and singing along with those songs, and it's like, we didn't collude. I told him what I was gonna preach about, but the songs are exactly what we're talking about. It's about praising God, worshiping him continually, with great joy. And John, the love book, John 21:25, he says, and this is really interesting, I found, because I hadn't remembered this, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they were written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that could be written." I thought, wow, like, that means that they didn't write down everything that he did while he was here. They didn't talk about many, many signs and wonders and miracles that he performed. There was just too much. They didn't proclaim that this was the only thing that he did. They proclaimed that this was some of what he did. And the other thing that tells me is that he's still doing it, because he is still alive, and it makes our job as Christians possible, because you can't, it couldn't be as powerful as it is if he wasn't there to support us, because in our own strength, we can't do it. We need him everywhere we go and everything we do. And it just struck me, you know, this isn't a call for volunteers in the work of the church, but it just struck me that the main job we have, I just went to a 55th high school reunion on Friday night, and everyone says the same thing. What did you do? Are you still working? Are you retired? You know, or what was your job? That's how everyone identifies themselves, mostly men, but women as well. And I thought afterwards, I was thinking, well, actually, building is, I love doing it, but really my job that I've been given by Jesus when I said yes, not that I had any choice, but was to get on with bringing his story to people, to the people I know, my friends, my workmates, my family, and with, you know, that I may never actually directly bring anyone to Christ, but through my actions and my work that I do and the service that I do perform, it will affect someone indirectly, and eventually by teamwork with all of us working the way we do, we have success in bringing the purpose statement of our church, which is very similar to what Jesus told us to do, and that is bring the gospel of Jesus to Gibsons. And this church does a lot in that direction, and I'm very proud to be a member of this church. I was a Christian for 25 years and didn't join a church because I coined a phrase that hell hath no fury like one Christian for another through my experiences with churches, because people get really nasty with each other and then somehow in the name of Jesus, and I'm thinking, this is not what I'm reading, this is not what he's saying, what Paul told us, what Ron just read to us, that wonderful part of Ephesians, how we are to act and how we are to be. And for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I mean, I don't think there's much else to say, and I have a really sore throat and a bad headache, and I've never heard a complaint about a sermon being too short. So, God, I thank you for the grace, Lord, that you give us, even though we don't deserve it. And I just thank you for this body, for this group. Just ask your blessing, Lord, your protection on everyone here as we continue this day and your work. Amen.
Thank you, Wally. We're going to be moving shortly into a time of celebrating the Lord's Supper together, but we're going to sing a song first, preparation, worship.